Hi, everybody, and welcome once again to Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige. And today I really actually have an exciting show because I'm often asked about my spiritual practices and why and what I do to connect. And you see, at 12 years old, I started getting visits from our benevolent friends, and that was really interesting. And one day I'll get into all the details of how they used to come in and get me and just take me to literally fly into the cosmos and just experience creation. And then we would dive into the depths of the ocean and just witness all of the life, the dolphins and the whales, and just feel the energy and the vibration of those things and life and God and creation. So I definitely gained an early appreciation for that connection to Source. And over the years, these experiences have become quite remarkable, in fact. And I often talk about these things in my workshop. So if you are ever in the Las Vegas area, definitely you want to join in. I just recently did one called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And it's very interesting, all of the symptoms and all of the things that are going on and moving us forward into this Aquarian age. And so I thought, why not share with you some of the spiritual practices that I've incorporated over the years? As always, the phones are open, and I would love to hear from you. If you have questions and you're getting stuck in meditating, you don't know how to quiet your mind because you know sometimes that chatter just keeps going. So call in if you want to know about how to get rid of that, or if as we go through visualization and how that really works and how powerful it is, call in if you have questions and you're not quite sure how any of these modalities or practices work. The number is area code 323-203-0815. First, let me say spirituality is different for everyone. It can be from the search of happiness to self-discovery, as I discussed on an earlier episode. So there's really no need to go over the specifics again. But as I hold these workshops and classes, I'm finding that people are really beginning to search for answers for one reason or another, whether it's to relieve stress or they want to find themselves or whatever those reasons are, whether they keep hearing that still small voice saying that there's something that they're supposed to be doing, but they don't know what. And actually, I had someone in my most recent class just Tuesday night. She said that. She keeps hearing this voice over and over again. There's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't know what it is. And that really starts it for you. I know that began this process for me. Back in 2004, I was in a car accident, and then the voice began. And I had a vision shortly thereafter that said I was to help bring people into the light. An angel appeared. And so I grew to know what that meant, and it certainly wasn't an overnight process. And so I'm going to share those things with you. But the picture for me became quite clear, and so I've been sharing all that I've learned all along and as we go. So as a divine being, we are here to embody the spirit that we serve, and it's really to become a living expression of spirit. That's the relationship between man, woman, and the universal God, whether you call it God, Source, Great Spirit, as the shamans and Native Americans call it, Great Spirit, Father, Mother, God, whatever name, that one energy that is through all, as all, is the energy that we're talking about here. And if you allow yourself to become sidetracked, then life will sometimes cause you chaos to bring you back into harmony or alignment with your real self, which is your soul self, okay, so that you may continue down your path of light. Of course, there's been much talk about 2012. I mean, there's movies, there's websites, there's books, there's just all sorts of things talking about 2012, talking about ascension, the end of the world, the end of a cycle, all of these things. And as we move towards the end of 2012, because what are we, 5 months out or so? For me, the phrase that comes to mind is to live in the now. Never before has this statement been so important. You see, because God, Great Spirit, Father, Mother, God, all that is, the omnipresence is in Nether now. And so that's why it's so important to be in that space. You see, it's so easy to get caught up in the hype of life, in the hype of 2012, in just the hustle and bustle of your experiences, and that really can sidetrack you. And so all of the information is fascinating, but it is just a distraction and a way of keeping us off the mark. And of course, then we won't get anywhere, will we, if we're wanting to go down that path of light. The focus needs to return to within, to awaken to all that you truly are. You know your spirit, and in so doing, life will expand as it should. Okay? And so it's really about the tools, the practices for you to connect to that aspect of yourself and certainly to the higher aspects of God. Whether you start out because you're wanting to relieve stress or you're trying to incorporate different modalities to help you to understand the laws of attraction, all of these things work hand in hand together. So again, I would love to hear from you if you, after I go through it, if you have another way of meditating or another way of doing one of these practices, please call in and share, because it's all about coming together as a community and really sharing the knowledge so that we can all, since we're all so connected and just truly one big spirit, that we all come together and help each other. So if we look deeply at the teachings of Jesus contained in the Sermon on the Mount, I believe we'll find evidence that Jesus, in fact, meditated and prayed, obviously, and taught his disciples to do likewise. In his teachings, Jesus taught, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into thy closet and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows your need before you ask." And that's in Matthew 6, verses 5 through 8, if you want to go and check on that. And so going into the closet, it's because you quiet your physical body, you quiet your mental body, and you quiet your spiritual body, and you go within in secret. And when you, by going within, you then connect to Father, Mother, God. And so it's really important that you take that time out daily if you can. And of course, if you're just starting out, 5 minutes is fine, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you can do, you start there. And as you can keep yourself still and quiet, then build from there. You can, you know, work up to an hour. And trust me when I say the benefits are so tremendous that you want to work up to that hour if you have the time and you can. But it's about the spiritual practices. We said it was work, and you have to dedicate yourself. It's so funny. I remember when I first started meditating, I would come out of my meditation room with a big smile and just glowing. And my husband would be like, "What did you just do? Why are you so happy?" But it gives you that amazing peace that just words cannot describe, just the feeling of bliss that's experienced when you truly begin to connect and you get deep and you go past the meditation just for relieving stress, but you go to the part where you actually get into the void, the stillness, and you're able to connect. And for me, I close my eyes and I see all of these amazing colors and feel the energy and the still points of bright white light coming in. And it's just like I'm moving, because I'm multidimensional and I'm able to move through the dimensions and learn and experience, and truly, truly joyful. So meditation then is the key to contacting and maintaining contact with the ultimate intelligence, which is God. Meditation doesn't have to be complex or long. It's about getting quiet long enough so that the connection happens. Okay, so let's see just what 10 minutes could look like. So first off, and if you want to get a paper and pen and write this down, because I'm going to give you step by step how these practices work, and then you can come back and do them at your leisure when you're able to sit and close your eyes. I even like to turn the lights off. I sometimes put a meditative mask on so that it's dark, because remember in the Bible where it says, let there be light? And so literally by putting this mask on or turning the lights down low or off, you can just feel the energy. And as those colors start to come up in your inner vision because your eyes are closed, you really see the light, because there is light when you connect. That is God, that light energy, that prana that they speak of, that comes through and you're able to see it. So you want to close your eyes. I like to play some sort of meditative music because it's really easy then to go into alpha, to go into that particular brainwave that's going to help you to relax and to really connect. So imagine now we have soft music playing. And if you don't have meditative music, go online. Certainly there's enough free downloads available that you can get that music. Play it. Turn the lights off. Burn a little incense if you want to. You don't have to. And then just get quiet. One thing to remember, there are two positions. You can either sit with your feet flat on the ground. Okay, that way it's not going to disturb the flow of the energy. Or you can sit in the lotus position. And you know that's the Indian style position. That's the other way that you won't block the energy. So those are the two ways. Make sure that you're not crossing your feet, crossing your legs. You don't want to cross your arms or your hands. You just have your arms resting easily on your lap, your palms facing up. You can have your hands open, fingers not touching, because everything's electricity. And so you don't really want to have your fingers touching. So your palms are up, your hands are up, fingers are not touching. And now you start to relax. So if you can imagine that, wear some comfortable clothes, move into a place where you're not going to be disturbed, sit in that upright position and quiet your mind. Okay. Granted, the quiet your mind part is the most difficult one because, you know, we have all of that chatter coming in. And so in the beginning, as that chatter comes in, just let it fade away. I have friends who say, imagine it in a bubble and put that chatter in a bubble and let it float off, or imagine it like it's a TV screen in front of you and then it dims and fades. And so there's different ways to quiet your mind so that that chatter goes away. Okay. And so, like I said, put on the meditative music, sit quietly, sit straight, don't have anything crossed, close your eyes, and now begin to focus on your breathing. In and out through your nose. Okay? Slow and steady. And if you can, and in the beginning this might not be that easy, but try to use a three-part technique. And so what that is, you're going to fill the lower part of your belly. That's fill that first and then move up. So you're filling your abdomen. You're going to move up to your chest and then you're going to fill your shoulders. So if you can, push all the air out and now start to fill in your abdomen. And as you're doing that, believe it or not, on the inhale, you're pushing your belly out. Not exactly what we go around doing on a normal basis, right? So as you inhale, your belly gets pushed out. And as you exhale, your belly gets pushed in because you're forcing all the air out. And this is also a wonderful exercise for clearing your lungs because we don't typically use all of the capacity of our lungs. And so this is allowing us to do it if we use this three-part breath. It's actually called pranic breathing. And so, and it's real rhythmic-like, so you're not stopping and pausing. So start at 5 seconds in and 5 seconds out and just keep the flow. And so now you have something to focus on because you're focusing on your breath. Listen to your breath. And so in, and now out. In. And now out. and see how long you can do that. Remember, it's to be rhythmic and even, building from 5 seconds up to whatever you can do. So it's in through the nose, out through the nose, rhythmic, like in the three parts. And the exhale will be the same, breathing out in three parts evenly with no hesitation and no stopping. Now, quiet your mind, and if a thought comes up, just let it pass. Continue to focus on your breath, relaxing into it, and listening to the music, letting it take you away. And before you know it, 10 minutes will lead to 20 minutes, and you'll have started the process of stilling the mind to make the ultimate connection. So once you're comfortable with this practice and as you perfect it, the good stuff will begin to happen. Images and colors, to name a few, will start to appear in that inner vision. So remember, close your eyes, get in a comfortable position. If you need to be in comfortable clothing, make sure that your feet are either flat on the floor or you're sitting in that lotus position, Indian style. Your arms are resting lightly on your legs, palms faced up, fingers not touching. And breathe in and breathe out, focusing and paying attention on your breath and relaxing. And at this point, I'd like to mention that the images, whether coming from your inner vision or outer vision, basically are the same. So as we move into visualization, we're going to go into detail about that. So just let yourself relax and really start to connect. So if you have that, I don't see anyone calling in, so I think we have that. And again, you can go back to this show. It's going to be archived, and you can listen to it over and over again until you really get it, okay? Of course, you know that you can always connect with me, affirmationsforliving.net. And on my website, you're going to find telephone numbers, email address, all sorts of ways to connect, because I do offer one-on-one coaching. And that coaching can be on how to meditate. It can be on how to manifest whatever you're wanting in your life, or perhaps it's how to find your spiritual path and your true soul calling. All of those things I love to assist with. So now I'd like to briefly go over another meditation that I use, and you're going to really like this one. And after doing the above-mentioned meditation, this is an affirmative meditation. So this is how you start to focus and visualize the things that you're wanting to bring into your experience, the things that you want to do, you want to have, creating the new you. So again, with your eyes still closed and you're breathing a little more relaxed, if you get there, don't worry. The process comes naturally, and so you don't have to force it. Okay, begin to give yourself a self-programming affirmation or a series of them. They should be said to yourself with your inner voice slowly and deliberately so that the meaning is instilled in your mind. And this is aimed at the subconscious part of your mind, which is the memory banks. And the memory banks of your mind govern 90% of one's conscious decision making. So as soon as we can get into that subconscious and get it to believe the things that you consciously want to believe, then you're going to move forward being able to manifest the life that you want. So use it to maintain a positive attitude. So here's what you want to do. You're in this meditative state. You're breathing, focusing on that breath, and now have a picture of something. Perhaps it's something as simple as your day at work, and you want to perhaps, I don't know, get a promotion. So in that meditative state, you see yourself getting that promotion, and now just send this beautiful white light around you. Move that energy and see yourself surrounded in this loving, wonderful God white light. Now, just hold on to that vision as you're breathing and as you're meditating. That's an affirmative meditation. Or if you want to begin a mantra during that meditation, you could say something as simple as, I am love. So just imagine now that you're in this peaceful place. Your rhythm of your breath is even. And now you just repeat, I am love. I am peace. I am joy. I am harmony, Whatever comes to mind that feels good to you, start to incorporate that and bring that in. Those are called mantras, affirmations, whatever you want to call them, but that's going to help to raise your vibration and to bring that peace, that relaxation at first, but then that connection to source later on, and use it to maintain that positive attitude or to change old patterns and old beliefs. The choice truly is yours. Okay? And so that's how meditation works. Now, the next one we're going to go to is visualization. Visualization is amazing. And if you're not using it, you know, when we were kids, we used it all the time. That was our imagination. And we saw ourselves doing all sorts of wonderful things. And we had, you know, we had our invisible friends and we just had this world. Well, guess what, folks? That world was so real and we understood. Did because we didn't let life take us away from that. We understood at that time as a child the innocence and the purity, and we were creating, we were manifesting all those wonderful, joyful experiences. And believe it or not, our subconscious knew them to be real. So let's get back to that childlike belief and faith as we move into visualization. Let's understand that it really works. It is defined as mental images or a technique involving focusing on positive mental images in order to achieve a particular goal. So, wow, this is how I can achieve particular goals? Absolutely. It works. You just have to master it. So you must give the right orders, obviously, right? Thoughts and images. And that's how your subconscious works. Whether you believe it or not, it's still the truth. So whatever you're watching, whether it be TV, what you read in a magazine, in a book, whatever it is, those images, and then you have a conversation with someone and their conversation may be not so nice or negative and you're talking about someone negatively, all of those things, those thoughts and images are going to go into your subconscious and they're going to go in as truths about you. And you don't want that. So it's so important that as we begin to develop, as we want to relieve stress, as we want to raise our vibration, as we're coming to the close of 2012 and moving into the Aquarian age, which is about love, which is about self-awareness, which is really about moving into your higher consciousness. Self. In order to move to your higher conscious self, you have to let go of the lower conscious false beliefs and patternings, all the dysfunctionality that you've been living lifetime after lifetime has to be released. These are ways to release it and to reinforce the positive and the new so that you can step forward into your higher conscious self where, trust me, just pure love and harmony and balance. So understanding that your subconscious mind controls and governs all your experiences, you have to first relax and go again into that meditative state. You see how important it is to learn how to meditate? It is the foundation of all of these things, really. And so now we're going back into a light meditative state. You don't have to get really deep into it because you're still going to be able to consciously focus. So ideally, visualization should be done in an environment that cultivates quiet and relaxation. You know, we're going to do that again. We have to get quiet. And actually, let me stop here and say, while you are creating this space, why not let's make a little altar, put some of your favorite things on so that when you look at it, it raises your vibration. You might have crystals if you're into crystals, or perhaps you put a flower or a picture of a loved one or of whatever that raises your vibration. Have these things there. Burn a candle. Feel good. Have that music playing and create that sacred space for yourself because you are worth that sacred space. You are worth taking the time out to really care for yourself. You know, we're so concerned with this physical body, but how much time do we take for our spiritual body? Do we not understand that that spiritual body is so much more important? so much more, because it really governs how the physical is going to work, how it's going to age, how healthy it's going to be, how it's going to everything. It's controlled from that spiritual body. So meditation can actually reverse the signs of aging, can help you to heal. It can do all sorts of amazing things. So it is definitely worth the time to practice. So again, if you want to play that music, because it really elevates your consciousness, it opens your heart, close your eyes. Again, remember to breathe rhythmically in and out slowly, focusing on your breath in quiet state. Of course, that means to quiet you mentally, physically, and emotionally. So now we're quiet and we feel good. Don't we feel good? Now from this place, fill your mind with the picture of the desired end. And what does that look like for you? It could be the perfect job, maybe a new love interest, whatever that is. During this light meditative state, see or imagine a goal that you have in mind and play it through like a movie. So now create that image and play it just like a movie. See the start of it and see how you want the middle of it to be and how it plays out, and see the end of it. Understand that we are co-creators with source energy, with God, here to experience self. You know, we're the actors in this play. How are you acting it out? So see it in your mind's eye, remembering that your subconscious doesn't know the difference. It's the truth about you, if you say it's the truth about you. So imagine and play it out just like a movie, ending in the result that I want to experience. So if it's the new job, it's the perfect new love interest, it's the perfect health, it's the losing weight, it's the stopping of the smoking, right? It's finishing that book and being published and you're in the bestsellers list. It's getting that role in that movie that you really wanted. It's all of those things. Visualize them. See it play out in your inner vision. Go into that light meditative state. Raise yourself to that alpha state where there is joy and peace. And in that alpha state, your mind is open to suggestion. And so now experience that, and your subconscious will be able to bring you to this place easily, okay? Because it's just like a camera, and you also in your subconscious, again, does not know the difference. So if you can do that, go back to this place and repeat it as often as you like, once a day, twice a day, once a week, whatever feels right for you, right? So just keep repeating it until the new belief becomes. I do believe I have a caller, so let's bring them in. Hello. You're live. I can hear you.
Hello, yes.
Hello. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if anybody else called in. I've only been listening for a second. How often do you have to do affirmations and, you know, that type of thing? And how long does it take it to work? And, you know, what attitude do you have to have, and, you know, so.
Okay. Well, that actually is a really good question. And we haven't gotten to affirmations yet, but all of these things really are based on you and what your core beliefs are in your subconscious. And so, you know, again, we've been programmed or seeded from childhood. And so if my parents were poor or struggled, and they always talked about that struggle around me, and I was always witnessing lack in the household, then that's going to be a core belief that's seated in my subconscious. So now as an adult, okay, I'm experiencing that same thing. So I can't just say, okay, I'm going to affirm, I'm going to now win $1 million. I'm going to get $1 million. I'm going to win $1 million. I can't do that because it's not what my subconscious believes to be about me. And so I'm going to have to take baby steps and say that I am a loving, prosperous being, and start to first tell myself that I'm prosperous, that I'm deserving of abundance, And when I can finally believe that I'm deserving of abundance, then what does that amount look like to me? It might be $10,000 coming in and not $1 million. So it's really what is seated in your subconscious is going to determine how long these practices will take. And so that's the key. So you want to say them daily, because what really happens is you have to reach critical mass. And so as we are saying these affirmations, doing these visualizations, when 51% of you is now vibrating the new belief, then the rest of you is going to come along. And so it's something that you just have to be dedicated with. And the other part of it, especially with affirmations, you just can't say them like, okay, all of life comes to me now with ease, joy, and in glory. Was there any feeling in that? Absolutely not. And so you actually have to invoke all of your senses for these things to work. You have to put the power behind them. And so there's energy behind it. You have to be grateful. You have to just, so the energy and the vibration of it should be more like, all of life comes to me now with ease, joy, and in glory. And so did you feel the difference? And so you have to pull in the energy, the vibration of it, and you have to become a match to the vibration of it. And the other part of that to remember is whenever you think about it, you have to think about it in a positive light. So the moment you start to be negative, you've just reversed everything, and now you have to start back at square one. So it's really important that you hold the energy of being positive, that you become a match to the energy and the vibration of it, and that you move in baby steps, working on reprogramming the false beliefs. And so it's a process. Again, it's work, but it's worth it. All of these things absolutely 100% work. And so that's the key. That's the absolute key. Okay, well, I hope I answered all of his questions. It looks like I lost him, but that's okay. Everyone listening, hopefully he's still listening. And now he knows that it could take days, it could take weeks, it could take months. It's based on you. It's based on your beliefs. Okay. And so moving on, the other technique that I'd like to share with you suggests that you should project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. And from this space, we can begin. The key concept is this practice is learning to go into alpha at will. Again, remember, alpha, when you're in that brainwave state, you are receptive to ideas and suggestions. And so that's why it's so important. And by the way, alpha, early in the morning, you're in alpha automatically. So anywhere from 5 o'clock in the morning to 7, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, you're actually in alpha brainwaves. As it gets later in the morning, early afternoon, those brainwaves go down. So the best time to meditate is early in the morning. Another time when you are more susceptible to suggestion is in right before you go to sleep, right before you go to bed. You're in theta, and theta brainwaves also, that's when you are your subconscious is prone to suggestion. So those are two great times to meditate. But of course, as you practice and you train, you can get into alpha at will, and it's wonderful. You just go, breathe, be happy, get into that joyful, blissful place, and before you know it, you're going to be an alpha. So the key concept in this practice, again, is learning to go into alpha at will, where your mind is more receptive to suggestion. And the benefit to being an alpha is because, which is really interesting, you cannot bring feelings of guilt or anger with you. You can only bring feelings of love and those light vibrations of love and bliss into alpha with you. See, because the thing is, if you drop your feelings to guilt or anger, guess what? You've just dropped out of alpha. So you really have to be happy to be an alpha. So that's the key, and that's why being an alpha is such a wonderful thing. The benefit you learn from visualizing, the more powerful and profound your results will be. So it's it's really worth practicing, because the better you get at it, the more powerful and profound your results will be. So as the caller suggested, you know, well, he asked, how long do I have to do this? As long as it takes. The more you practice, the better you get, the better the results are going to be. And certainly we are looking for results, aren't we? So first, create in your mind a mental screen. And it should be a large as a movie screen, you know, one of those big screen TVs, but not fill your mental vision. So you're going to close your eyes. You're going to imagine this big TV screen. This screen should be pictured about 6 feet in front of you. So if you can imagine that, remember, if you're not taking notes, you can come back later and listen to this as many times as you need to, because all of these things scientifically work. Okay, this screen should be pictured, like I said, about 6 feet in front of you. Next, you decide on what you want to concentrate on and project it onto the screen. You should practice with one object at first, like an apple. So let's pretend we have an apple projected up on a screen. You can see that apple. Is it a red apple or a green apple or a yellow apple? You decide. It's your choice. This is all about your choice. So let's put a red apple up on that screen. Okay, and you're going to see that apple until the image is quite clear and real. Next, so here are some basic laws that must be in place for this to be most effective. Your desire, of course, you have to want something. You have to believe, right? You must believe in it. You have to expect it for it to happen. You can't go into any of these practices doubting it and be like, well, she sounds crazy, but okay, I'll give it a shot anyway. That's not going to work, folks. You have to believe, because how else are we going to reprogram your subconscious? How else are we going to make these things become real? So they start by first becoming real to you, and then they will, once they become real inside, they will manifest themselves on the outside. Believe it or not, that is the universal law. That's how it works. And so you have to expect it. So imagine that. I must have the desire. I have to want something, desire something, right? I have to believe. Believe not only that you can create it, but that you are deserving of whatever it is you are truly wanting or desiring to create. And then you have to expect it. Expect it to show up. Expect your blessings. Expect your miracles. Because if you don't expect them, then you're going to get whatever you get. And we are deliberately intending here. We're deliberately intending to be prosperous, to be full, fruitful, to be happy, blissful. All of those things. So in Alpha, when connected to a higher intelligence, only good can be created. So be confident in that, knowing that when you're in Alpha and you go into this state, not only can you not bring anger and hate and all of those negative energies in, but you can only create good from that state. So now, here are the three steps to visualize. Recreate on your mental screen an event which, okay, let's say involves a problem of sorts, okay? So this is how we're going to fix it real quick. So we're looking at that big screen 6 feet out in front of us, and we're going to create a problem. So perhaps yesterday you had trouble at work. So recreate that on that screen. Relive it for a moment. How does that feel? What does that feel like? What does that look like? Next, gently push the screen off to the right. So push it off to the right and slide onto the screen another from the left about what it looks like tomorrow. So now you're starting to make that movie, right? And so that screen's off, and you're bringing another screen on, and now the new screen has what tomorrow's going to look like. In this screen, the situation is being resolved. Everyone is happy. See the solution clearly. Now push this screen off to the right and replace it with another screen from the left of the desired outcome. So do you see those three parts? I'm reliving the experience that I didn't like. I'm changing it. I'm seeing it as it's being resolved. And then I move that screen off, and then I bring up the screen that it's all taken care of, and the end result is exactly how I want it to be. Now, stay with this for a while, getting the full feel of it. Now, whoa, doesn't that feel good? It was resolved. And believe it or not, energetically, you resolved it. And now the next time you go back to work, there's going to be peace, and it's going to move and evolve just like you created it in your subconscious. So on the count of five, you'll be awake with confidence that the forces just went to work for you in the direction of creating the event that you want. As long as you maintain a positive attitude, that will help it move more quickly. Okay, so the caller asked also about affirmations. So let's move to affirmations. We're down to about 10 or so minutes. As a way of reprogramming the subconscious, an affirmation is an act of confirming something to be true. I'm affirming it, so it's true. So this is how we start to reprogram ourselves. Once we get rid of all the stuff we no longer want, now let's fill ourselves up with all the good stuff that we want, right? So this affirmation could be something that you write down, or it could just be something that you say out loud or to yourself. Again, as often as you like, because words have power. Whether you're used in a positive or a negative way, you know that words have power. So it's very important to pay attention to the words you use every day. For again, you know we become programmed by them, right? You can use positive affirmations to reprogram your subconscious mind, and you can use them to overcome a negative area in your life. There's no set length. And so you just have to say them, and you have to say them with conviction. Be very specific when you're using it. So it has to be really, really specific. So here are some things that I want you to remember. Word the affirmation in a positive way. Use the present tense and make it short and specific. Okay, because that's the easiest way for us to, one, remember it, but that's how it's going to get seeded into that subconscious. Now, here's an example of this. I am already confident and successful. Now, you heard the way I said that. Was there energy behind it? Was there vibration behind it? Of course not. So how do you have to say it when you're saying it out loud? And you could be doing this as you're driving to work in the morning, although people might think you look crazy if your windows aren't tinted dark enough like mine, or as you're getting up out of bed in the morning or however, before you go to bed. I am already confident and successful, and feel it. So next, that feeling is so important. It has to match the desire. Okay, so it might feel uncomfortable in the beginning, but that's how it's going to work. So doing so, your subconscious is more apt to believe it, and that's what this is all about. So the best times to recite affirmations are early in the morning. Remember that, because again, you're in alpha, and your brain is definitely going to take in suggestions during that time. And then the next time is right before you go to bed, because why? Do you remember? You're in theta, and that's, again, the other time when your brain is more open to suggestion. So if you can remember those two times, lighten up, have fun, enjoy it. These are amazing practices, and they definitely work. Now, finally, in the next few minutes, I want to go over prayer because, you know, people have their ideas of prayer. And the term prayer is really important. And if you remember, in Matthew, and I'm going back to Matthew this time, Matthew 7, and it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Wow, those are some powerful, powerful words. Here you are told you shall receive that for which you ask. It shall be opened to you when you knock, and you shall find that for which you are seeking. Whew. These teachings imply the definiteness of mental and spiritual laws. There is always a direct response for the infinite intelligence of your subconscious mind to your conscious thinking. If you ask for bread, you will not receive a stone. But you must ask believing. So not only do we have to believe when we affirm and believe when we visualize, but we have to believe when we pray. And in that believing, you will receive. Your mind moves from the thought to the thing. Unless there is first an image in the mind, it cannot move. So, wow, visualization is a way of praying. Absolutely. It's a way of praying. Okay, your prayer, which is your mental act, must be accepted as an image in your mind before the power from your subconscious will play upon it and make it productive. So again, it's all about believing. It's all about seeing these images. And you must reach a point of acceptance in your mind, your subconscious, an unqualified and undisputed state of agreement. So whatever is that dominant belief, that's what's going to happen. And so that's where we are. You, again, it's the core belief. So the feeling of joy, the feeling of ease, all of these things have to come up because it is the sound basis for the art and the science of true prayer. Is your knowledge and complete confidence that the movement of your conscious mind will gain a definite response from your subconscious mind, which is one with boundless wisdom and infinite power. So that is prayer. And actually, I want to say a little prayer right now because it's absolutely wonderful. And it was written by Kuan Yin, a amazing ascended master. And so this I send out to everyone listening. May the peace of God be upon your house. May the love of God be in your hearts. May the light of God be in your souls. May the wisdom of God be in your mind. May the virtue and purity of God be in your feelings. May the strength and vitality of God be among the members of your household. May the health and well-being of God be manifest through the bodies and the garments in which you wear. May the grace of God be in your worship. May the talents and genius of God be manifest through your senses. And may the fullness of the victory of your own God plan be manifest through your soul at the close of your earth life. Wow. Amazing. Indeed. So as the ultimate mind or God power, great spirit, father, mother, God, any name you want to give this amazing omnipresent source of love, as it unfolds and takes hold of your life, many things should take place, not all at once, but you will begin to detect changes in and around you, from relationships to intuitive feelings getting stronger and clearer. In short, you will have connected to the supreme ultimate intelligence, the great spirit, to God, indeed. And so, again, this is Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige. Please reach out. My website is affirmationsforliving.net. If you see on my host page that I have a newsletter, it just went out today, as a matter of fact. So I'm excited about that. Some really good information about there's a blue moon, because August we actually have two full moons. And so on the 31st of this month, we're going to be experiencing a second full moon, and it's known as a blue moon. Just amazing energies really around us, and to start to become aware of who you are and where you're moving to and the choices that you're making daily. It's so important now that we become more aware of our God self and to step into that light. Again, if you want to connect, you can follow me on Twitter. You can connect at Facebook. If you're in town locally, while I'm having a workshop, I'd love to have you drop by and check one out. I think this month I have one coming up on the 24th. I'm actually teaching the Merkaba activation at a place called the Ganesha Center. And then on the 24th or 28th, which is the last Tuesday of the month, I'm going to be at the Spirit Within You. And we're going to be talking about you're not crazy, you're awakening, and that whole process again. So if you're in town, please stop by. It's interesting, it's enlightening, just insightful, really amazing information that comes from those things. So until next time, be blessed, take care, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you.